So we're extremely happy and extremely lucky to be able to work with the Inuit communities, the different Inuit communities. And we have a lot of respect for their land. We work with the rocks over their land. So we always try to let them know what we're doing. Sometimes we can organize little courses of why we're so interested as geologists of these rocks. Let them know that we're not interested in looking for gold, which is most of the times what people think, or diamonds, but rather because these rocks are old and they can tell us information about how our planet was formed. So we try to let them know what we're doing, and also we adopt as much as possible their knowledge. For example, in places where we collect the samples, we ask the Inuits, how does this place, what's the name of this place? How can we call this place? And so we always try to, in our scientific publications, to add the Inuit language of the places where we take the rocks.
So it's not just the hill number this, but usually these places have Inuit place names.
Yes, and the thing is that when we look at the maps, there's a lot of places that do not have the Inuit names anymore. So they have an English name or a German name in function of how the Inuits were displaced at some point. But they have Inuit names. There's coves and there's mountains, and they all have names because, like in Northern Labrador, for example, people were living there. So, yes, instead of giving just a name of the hill or an English name or GPS coordinates, we try to participate with them as much as possible and give the Inuit names of the different places where we have taken the rocks, because it's their land.